The offshore costs to house, feed and provide medical attention to detainees of Manus Island and Nauru are absurdly high, equaling at $574,000 per person annually. Considering they are lacking in every element of those needs, Australians are left wondering where that money is actually going. CEO and founder of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Con Carapana Giotidis, spoke to The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi on a recent report called At What Cost, detailing the expenditure.
Yesterday we released a report, At What Cost with Get Up and Save the Children. And that report talked about that if the government continues running these offshore centres, $1.2 billion, $574,000 per person would be wasted and squandered. So does the Australian taxpayer understand the incredible waste, including $9 billion spent since 2016 on harming and imprisoning refugees? On the one hand, I think most Australian taxpayers actually don't know the scale of the cost because the government always bends over backwards to hide that from the Australian public. And those that do, I think the government's done such a good job of distorting, misleading and lying to the Australian public that they think if that's the price we have to pay for keeping us safe and keeping our border safe, then okay.
So you mentioned that the cost of keeping a person offshore is as much as $574,000. Yes. What does the cost actually cover?
People are like, where does that money go? Well, having gone to Papua New Guinea 2 years ago, having gone into the Manus Island Detention Centre at the time, what I saw was extraordinary poverty, neglect and a total lack of any dignity or humane conditions. Because where it's not going is to adequate medical care, where it's not going is to adequate food, where it's not going is to adequate clothing. I remember the children, when we had kids on the roof, were playing with stones and cockroaches because the government wouldn't even provide them with books.
Additionally, to detain someone onshore would cost taxpayers $200,000 less per detainee. Surely this would fare better for everyone, so why hasn't it happened?
The problem is this. What makes how we respond as a country to refugees such a complex issue is we are never responding to what makes moral sense, what is a humane thing to do, or what is a humanitarian thing to do. In fact, it costs the ASRC $15 a night to house a refugee here in Australia in a community, $60 a family. And we've spent over $2 million, we're now close to $3 million per person that's still in Papua New Guinea or Nauru. And I sit there and say to people, if I gave you the choice right now of spending a couple hundred thousand dollars to detain someone onshore or $574,000 to detain someone offshore and leave you with a broken person, traumatized and institutionalized, or if I offered you the opportunity to invest $15,000, which is roughly what it costs the ASRC to support and house a person and feed a person, and at the end of that year, I'd have a person job ready, who's learnt English, who feels welcome, settled, is integrated into the community, which would you like to invest in?
So why do you think the government perceives the detainees to be such a threat to the Australian community?
Oh, they know they're not. Well, of course they know they're not. They want us to think they are, because the only way you could create an offshore detention system that is illegal, immoral, considered torture by doctors and by all peak global human rights organizations, the only way you could justify a regime that has left hundreds of people 7 years later still in limbo with no future, no certainty, no safety, the only way you could have such a staggering loss of life, future, justice, hope, community and money is by convincing us that these refugees that have fled places like Syria, Somalia, Sudan, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran are a danger to us. And they're not. What you see in Morrison and Dutton is what you see in the Trumps and the Boris Johnsons of this world, which is the rise of this anti-immigrant, quite white supremacist, racist narrative, which is, let's call it, that's what it is. That's all about demonising people of colour, demonising migrants and refugees to stay in power. You know, I think the Australian public is starting to see through this and going, we don't believe you anymore.
In regards to the cost to keep the offshore detainees on Manus, on Nauru, the At What Cost report states that of the 3,127 people on both of those islands in 2013, that only 535 remain. In 2013, did it still cost the taxpayer $573,000 per person?
The cost hasn't dropped. So we think the cost is actually far greater than what's even been publicly shared. Billions and billions. You could have resettled all those refugees humanely and safely in our community for less than 1% of that cost. And the rest of that could have gone where it should have gone, education, health, public transport, infrastructure. This is a government that stands for nothing. This is a government that has no vision for anything. This is a government that has no plan for this country. And so when you have no vision, you have no policy, you have no plan, the one thing you have, just like Trump, just like Johnson, just like our Morrison and Dutton, the one thing you have is fear.
CEO and founder of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Con Karapanagiotidis, speaking to The Wire's Phoebe Christoffi.